The Road to Rio on the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
And our Road to Rio feature continues. We're going to speak to Brendan Irvine, the man known as the Wee Rooster. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How's it going?
It's going well, Brendan. You're heading off for a training camp almost as I speak.
Yeah, we fly to Azerbaijan for a 10-day training camp to sort of get us ready and hopefully get another couple qualified and across the line.
And what does the training camp involve? Is it pretty heavy duty at the moment on the countdown to August, or are you easing back now?
No, we'll be all flattered, you know, for the ones that have qualified, but for the ones trying to qualify, they'll sort of be tapering off. So the team getting ready, they'll just be winding down, and us that have qualified, we're only really getting ready to go. Like,
you've obviously put in a lot of hard work. What's the routine for you?
Yeah, well, a daily routine for me is getting up at seven in the morning for a weigh-in, and then breakfast, and then training, and you're then coming back and you're sleeping and then getting ready for training again. So you'll be training twice a day and eating right, sleeping right, you know, and a good routine. Like,
now you've picked up a number of awards so far. For people who aren't across boxing, just explain to me the weight you're at and the targets that you have.
Yeah, well, just from last year I moved up from 49 kilos and now I have 52 kilos. I couldn't qualify because of Paddy. Paddy had already qualified at 49, so I had to move up to the next weight, and lucky enough, things paid off. I took a risk and it paid off, and I'm on the plane to Rio now.
This focus, particularly that boxers have, how do you work on that, Brendan?
It's just about how much you want it. You know, since I was 9 years old and started boxing, my dream was getting the Olympic Games. It was never about the Europeans or the World Championships. It was always the Olympics. And when I was younger and started boxing, I was always too late to get away to the Europeans and the junior level competitions. So I was unlucky, but, you know, maybe if I got to those competitions, I never got the Olympic Games.
How well do you think you can do in Rio?
I can do well as anybody, you know. It's everyone's, you don't get the Olympics for nothing, you know. 0.1% of the world's population get the Olympic Games, so it's just amazing, you know, to get there, and there's no reason why I can't bring a medal back.
No reason whatsoever. You're called the Wee Rooster. Where did that come from?
Yeah, my brother-in-law, Mark, he started it. It was like a saying in the house. We always just used to say it, and then, you know, it just stuck with me. And everyone calls me Wee Rooster now.
A Wee Rooster can be a tight, tough wee bird. He can certainly stand up for himself. Is that your plan as you go into the ring? You say to yourself, I know I can handle myself here, and I know I can sort that boy out.
Yeah, well, I know I have the tools to box, but, you know, if I need to go to the trenches, by me, I'll go to the trenches and fight, like.
So it's confidence, it's ability, and just that little edge of being proof that you are the Wee Rooster that may take you the whole way to Olympic glory.
Definitely, 100%.
Well, Brendan, I certainly hope you do succeed. It's great talking to some of the athletes here on the phone-in on the road to Rio. Congratulations, number one, for being on that road, and number two, every good wish when you get there, Brendan.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
That is top boxer Brendan Irvine, the Wee Rooster, just one of the many athletes that we'll be keeping an eye on the road to Rio.
The Road to Rio on the Frank Mitchell phone-in.